Brothers and sisters, in the last 5 weeks, we have successfully navigated the beginning of a new church year, the season of Advent, the birth of our Savior, a new calendar welcoming in 2013, and so here we are today, and the wise men have arrived at the manger. We celebrate the Feast of the Epiphany. Whew, that's a lot in 5 quick weeks. And reading again from the collect that we heard this morning, a portion of that prayer. O God, lead us who know you now by faith to your presence. Lead us who know you by faith to your presence. First of all, quick quiz for you. How is it that the wise men were led to find the presence of the baby Jesus? You got it, 100%. So the star, I put a little star over the creche today. I want to begin by making a point of this star so we might be reminded of this symbol of following a light in the sky to find the baby Jesus. The wise men had a brilliant light which shone in the sky, a light unlike any other they had seen. And they were even perhaps advised by angels to follow the light. So how could anyone miss with those instructions? And then we hear again an echo of the prayer, lead us who know you by faith to your presence. I'd like to invite you to consider with me this morning how it is that you and I might be led to the presence of God in our lives, in the world around us, and without the aid of any astronomical phenomenon. How do we find Jesus? How do we find God? How do we find the Holy Spirit in our lives each day? A first thought I had is that we are at times surprised or startled into noticing God. It might be when you're driving and you witness an accident, or you're waiting in line in the freeway around an accident, and a prayer goes up that those people are safe, that no one was killed in this accident. It might be when you are watching a sports event on television and you see these team members drop to their knees in prayer, or you hear them answer an interview question by giving the credit for their athletic success to God Almighty. Or it could be when you're talking to another person and their story is one that names God as working a miracle in their life. Learning about a healing, safety in the midst of danger, a surprise meeting with someone who changes our lives. These are interruptions which might startle us into seeing or acknowledging God with us. Or maybe, as is often the case these days, something so startling happens that you cry out, "Oh my God." And if you're really good, you can turn that into the first few syllables of a prayer. Come to my aid. Be with us. Protect us. Notice I'm using the word startle. Its origin is rooted in the word start rather than star, but I find it to be a lovely connection of the star of Epiphany and being startled into noticing God, the Word within the Word. Lead us who know you by faith to your presence. I wonder if this phrase, who know you by faith, is assuming a little bit too much for us. Do we really know God? Or do we know God by faith? Many of the people that I talk to do not presume to know God in concrete ways. And of course, we often continue to wonder about God and to inquire of God as we go through our lives. Another idea that I have of coming to God's presence in our lives day in and day out, rather than to know God, would be that it is our faith perceptions that bring us to God, our faith perceptions. What I mean by that is that to perceive is to become aware of, to become aware of. And so our perceptions are the mental impressions, or our way of understanding something, understanding perhaps God with us. For example, do we perceive by faith that God exists? That God lives? Do we perceive by faith that God loves? That God loves us unconditionally, unrelentlessly, and faithfully? Do we perceive by faith that we have been forgiven? Reading from 1 John, Jesus died not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. So do we perceive by faith that each of us is a precious child of God, seen as acceptable to God through the lens of God's saving grace, and thus we are free to walk in the light of God every day? These perceptions of our faith inform us, perhaps very subtly, and may either push us toward noticing the presence of God or away from the same. It is helpful to me to think of faith perceptions rather than a belief system because of that word, to become aware of. Words can be very important. Maybe we can more clearly perceive God if we let go of a belief system or a religious structure or a particular expectation of who God is or of understanding God, and actually allow ourselves to be open to the perceptions that emerge and hopefully will sustain us in the midst of our journey. If your faith perceptions are not sustaining you, try opening to some new ones. Lead us, who know you by faith, to your presence. Lastly, it is my experience that to stop and to attend to God with us, whether we perceive God with us or not, to stop is a very effective way to be led to God's presence. That's what we're doing right now, isn't it? Stopping our other interactions, stopping our moving about, coming here with some intention to notice or to be with God. Many of us have heard it said that church is like a gas station. You go once a week and you get filled up for that week. And that analogy may work for some of us. Another kind of stopping with intention to notice God with us is simply stopping, interrupting ourselves with prayer. This can be as simple as taking a second out of routine to say hello to God, to say I love you, or God be with me, or thank you. In my own life, this stopping and addressing God for a moment is a very helpful reminder and comfort to me of the message of God with me touching my heart in that moment. Lead us, who know you by faith, to your presence. Whether we are surprised or startled into noticing God, whether we seek to perceive God in all of life, whether we stop and take a moment of intention to be with God in church or in prayer, or as we find numerous other ways to be in God's presence. In this, the season of Epiphany, when we are reminded of that light, that appearance of God with us, may we also remember to ask God, lead us, who know you by faith, to your presence. Will you say it with me? Lead us, who know you by faith, to your presence. Amen.